Monday will see some easing in the COVID-19 restrictions, we expect, introduced by the government as phase one of its roadmap to reopen the country. Businesses, including garden centres and hardware stores, if the change is approved, will be able to reopen their doors to the public, and sports locations such as tennis clubs and golf clubs can also open their doors. Well, now, while this is welcome, concerns remain about social distancing. Our reporter Jenny O'Sullivan has been to Cove in East Cork to see how this will impact on the East Cork tourist town.
Ringing out the passage of time in quarter hours, the bells of St. Colman's Cathedral in Cove are a constant, but the streets below are quiet. Out on the water, one of the few ships in the harbour, the Petronas, is making its weekly trip to Ringaskiddy. But the town's deep water berth, which was due to welcome some 100 liners and over 240,000 visitors to Cove this year, is quiet and will remain so for the foreseeable future. Up on Harbour Row, the Hallahan brothers, Dave and Shane, who run the hardware house, are taking delivery of some paint. Working behind closed doors, it's been a hectic 2 months and a sharp learning curve, according to Dave.
I suppose we've been kind of learning on our feet, really. It is a whole different business model and we had to feel our way through it. So over the lockdown period, we averaged probably between 60 and 70 deliveries per day. So we would take phone calls from 10 a.m. till 1 a.m. and emails, work through them, complete the orders, and then deliver them in the afternoon or into the early night.
And what are your days like now?
Days are long, you know, they're 12, 14 hour days, really, which we don't mind because we're working for ourselves. It's still the same at the moment, the email orders and the telephone from 10 until 1 and delivering it in the afternoon. I suppose with the lockdown and the restrictions in the areas, we've gained an awful lot of new customers as well within the Cove area who in the future we'd like to keep hold of, you know, and keep them on the island shopping locally as much as possible.
Given the continuing need for social distancing, his brother Shane admits they're a little apprehensive about reopening the shop, but they'll be adhering strictly to the guidelines.
I suppose there's still a fear there as to, you know, will we get another spike in the virus and whatnot. And it's just mainly it's trying to control people, you know, and when I say control people, I just mean as in keep everybody safe.
Without the support to local businesses over the past few weeks, plant and flower wholesaler Hendrik Verwey says his business would have struggled. Today, he's busy filling the first of several orders for garden centres, also reopening on Monday.
So what happened here was, I suppose, in Cove, the local SuperValue, which I always supplied, but the actual sales there rocketed through the roof. And a local coal merchant, Tony O'Shea, who always sold bedding plants as well as his coal and his bottled gas and the whole lot, his sales started rocketing through the roof. So people were buying literally anything that was green with a root on it inside in a pot or a little tray. People just went mad for plants, and there was a huge amount of plants bought in a very short amount of time. And that has actually led to a little bit of a blip in the supply situation. But we have plenty of plants for sale and we're looking forward to next week. We're busy as it is, but next week I suppose we'll be that little bit busier.
Back on the waterfront, chef and owner of the Sea Salt Cafe and deli, Jackie O'Dea, has put a new sign in her window. Open for takeaways Thursday to Saturday.
But yeah, it's challenging because until there's a vaccine, it seems we're not going to be able to sit anybody more than about 6 people in here at any given time. So that's probably 18 months into the future of takeaway. So yeah, it's a real learning. For me as a chef, it's quite creative. We'll get there. You know, there's no question about it, we'll get there. We have to get there. This is our livelihood.
At the country's oldest lawn tennis and croquet club at Rushbrook, they're getting ready to reopen on Monday too. Those who want to play, though, will have to adhere to very strict conditions, says club president Eddie Ronayne.
So what in effect it will be is that players will only be allowed to play singles. They'll have to book all their slots online. They'll be given a maximum of 1 hour and 15 minutes. And then literally you'll be waiting in your car for your slot to become available. But we're lucky that tennis courts and croquet lawns are so big, there's adequate social distancing.
And would you say it's worth it because at least you're getting back out?
I think it's more than worth it because you can imagine we're all dying to get out. Physical exercise is badly needed. And just from the mental health And I'm actually conscious, I spoke to a couple of members today, we have a lot of frontline workers in the club who need that bit of headspace, I think, to get out and have a game of tennis and just tune out from the stress of the current situation.
And that report from Cove in Cork Harbour from Jenny O'Sullivan.